This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for October 16th, episode 279, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world. Oh, God.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No.
Did
it's
that for
Friday.
You, Jamie.
Friday.
Chili's this is famous.
What it's all about, gentlemen, is what we plan.
I knew that was him. So you don't have to ask me.
Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
Well, good God Almighty, this week's been 2 months long. Lord, I love to hear that Friday 5 o'clock whistle moan. As the moon comes up and the sun goes down, put the juice to
Well, good morning, everybody. The reason I did those whinnies so early in the show was because Jamie got up a little late and she's not quite awake yet, and I knew that would help, hearing Chili screaming in her ear.
Just, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Because I didn't hear it all day yesterday.
I figured you would enjoy that.
You want to know what happened to poor Chili real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
So he's been not taking the bridle, and so I went and checked. This is just my existence that I've had recently. I went and opened Chili's mouth, and I noticed that he had some sort of pocket in between his gums and his tooth with all this food stuffed in it. So I'm like, great. He's got
saving
something
it for
wrong.
Later.
So I'm like pulling it out. It stinks. I realized that three of his teeth are totally infected, and the other one is gone. All the on the front incisors, all the outside. I called the vet. Oh, apparently this is like a common dental disease that horses get. And as of yesterday, he had 3 teeth pulled. They ripped out 3 teeth out of his head. There was blood everywhere. It's like the day that I had. It's just I'm so sick of seeing my veterinarian. It's not even funny. So you threw Chili's whinny in my ear, and I heard it all day yesterday because he had to stay in the stall and all the other horses were out. So he screamed with blood spraying out of his mouth all day.
Okay, I'm really sorry I put Chili's whinny in there.
Really, I heard that. I'm like, oh, Chili.
God, if I knew we were going to get a bloody, blood spurting story, I would not have put it in there.
Ooh, it's 6:03 in the morning. Hope everybody's enjoying that.
And we have our first intern ever who's here. Yay! At blood spurting okay. Time, apparently.
Blood spurting, food yes, packed fruit in anaerobic packed. Bacteria. It was just awesome. Good morning.
Hi, Haley.
Good morning.
Thank you for doing this today. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Okay, now we got to talk about Haley for a second, like she's not here. So, you know, when you were in Real Radio, Jamie, one of the things you did with interns was torture the hell out of them. So what can we do to Haley? We haven't discussed that yet.
Oh, boy.
What we would do to interns would be like, we need you to go to a grocery store and call us from the grocery store, and you'd like have to ask them to like talk to strangers and stuff like that. Now, I don't think we can do that because she's on Skype, right?
Yeah, she's kind of attached to her computer at this point. And I don't know that there's too many people outside in Utah at about this hour of the morning either. So
that's true. She could just do 10 push-ups right now.
We could listen to her grunt
One,
and groan.
Two.
She's lying.
We're going to talk to Haley some more later on in the show. We're not done with her yet. But right now, she's going to tell us what's coming up on today's show.
On today's show, superstar jump jockey and Channel 4 racing ambassador Matty Batchelor joins us from across the pond to share his adventures on the track and with horses Wocket, Woy, and Nobby. So tune in for Horse Talk.
Look at listen to that sweet,
lovely
voice.
She was stumbling. I'm like, no, that's actually what it is. Wocket, Woy, and Wobby.
She wasn't stumbling. That's actually what it is. All right, Daily Winnie time. All I have to thank our new auditors and welcome them. We have Cecilia and Sarah as new auditors. And Sarah, you might recognize from Wednesday's show. After she was on on Wednesday, she went and became an auditor.
No way!
Yeah. So if you'll remember, she was our Swedish guest that taught you all that Swedish.
Does Swedish money actually work when they donate it?
I don't know. We'll find out. I guess credit cards are credit cards, right? So, it looks different, but as long as they cash it, I don't care. All right, your turn.
Dude, are you kidding me? It's like, I don't mean to be whatever, but like my birthday's coming up, Glenn. Just so you know, my birthday's
Isn't
coming up.
Isn't it like Monday?
It's like Monday. Yeah, seriously. I'm getting older and older and it's sad. However, I found what
You're
I
like
wanted.
You're like 45 now, right?
I'm like 100. I wake up this early and I feel 100, but I'm not. Briar. Oh my gosh, they made an American Pharoah sculpture. And as you know, I collect the racehorses of Briar. So I'm just saying. You can't afford this thing. I don't know how much it is, but it's amazing. We've kind of seen that they were doing it and obviously heard they were going to do it, but it is the exact moment when American Pharoah crosses the finish line in the Belmont and Victor Espinosa, the jockey, stands up in the irons and like fist pumps. That's the exact moment that they made this American Pharoah Briar, and they made Victor Espinosa standing in the irons. It's the coolest sculpture. It is breathtaking. So
now this one's different too. This one's resin. Yeah.
It's super fancy. I mean, it's got to be expensive. It's on a wood base and it's got he's even holding his jockey whip and his silks are perfect. It's just incredible.
So if you can't afford that, which I don't know how much this one's going to be, they actually have three American Pharoahs now. They have one that's, the typical Briar, and that one's at like $54. They have an American Pharoah ornament that has the jockey on top too, and that's $19. And then they have a little stablemate thing that they do that's like $5. But so if you can't afford the probably going to be, $300 one?
At least. Yeah. I mean, oh gosh, it's so good though. It's just so good. But it's that exact moment where he looks over and he's like, yeah, but it's just.
Well, I'm excited to tell you that for your birthday, I have the stablemate one coming to you. So I'm just saying.
The teeny tiny one?
Yeah, the $5 one's on the way.
Thanks. Thank you. You're Appreciate welcome. That. Yeah,
no. I was going to splurge and get you the ornament, but I didn't want to spoil you. So
Yeah. Ornament. Oh, thanks, Glenn.
You're welcome.
I was just looking at the stablemate is 1/32 scale. So it's 1/32 size.
By the way, I wrote to my contacts over there to find out if I could get you one of these statues. They never wrote back. So I don't think that's happening.
They're like, no, this thing has got, I can't imagine how expensive this is going to be. It is. And it has like the brass nameplate on the bottom. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I don't
think
it's going to be cheap.
We'll post a link to that on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page so you can at least see it. I mean, I'm going to drool over the picture. How about that?
It is neat. It is really neat. Well, we are going to, next thing we're going to do is give you a couple new Winnies that I got in our Winnie competition here. And Robin sent one in, Robin Donahue sent one in of her standard bred mare. Now, she had sent one in of her draft horse, but this is her standard bred mare. So if you're in the barn and the radio's full blast, you have a chance. I'll give you 5 seconds to turn it down to not upset the crew. So we'll just wait here.
Bad are our listeners torturing their horses?
Two, to get these one. Winnies? Too late. Here we go.
Oh, that was cute.
That sounds like a standard bred Winnie, right? I'd give that a standard.
Very
bred
feminine.
Yeah, very, very dainty.
But kind of feminine and sexy. I like it.
Kind of like Haley. Very dainty. Haley's going, yeah, you're right. And now we have Jerry Johnson sent this one in. This is his, this is a Belgian Winnie. I don't know whether it's a boy or girl Belgian, but that sounds like a draft horse Winnie. Yeah.
Well, here's what I want to do. I want to know, like, what are these people doing to get these winnies? Because I've tried for days, and the only way that I've been able to get any winnie is to totally panic the horses and make them feel like they're alone. That's it.
And that that's how like we end up with that. Sorry, I had to. It was there.
He's a boarder.
So let's go back to Haley here for a second, because we can torture her all day. So now, Haley, you were on and did a listener highlight with us, and you're an eventer, right?
Yep.
And you have a thoroughbred?
Yep, yep.
So how's that going? What's new since we talked?
Oh, it's going so well. We just went and schooled cross country on Wednesday, and she's doing very, very well. We're schooling novice. She's 4.5, and she's just a dream, you know. So,
are there a lot of shows in Utah?
No.
I was going to say, I didn't think so.
No. You know, there's two recognized events now in Utah. There is the Golden Spike event. I want to say it's in July. And then there is the Skyline event, which is just barely debuted last weekend, actually. So, besides that, there's a couple of big opening and closing schooling type shows, and then a few other schooling shows scattered throughout the valley, and just kind of a smaller but close-knit eventing community down or really up here.
And how far do you have to drive to get to these shows? Is it hours and hours and hours?
You know, the Gold Spike's just an hour for me. It's not bad. But the majority of events that I have to go to are with, 2 to 3 hours haul. Yeah. Wow. So we try
to
pull.
Not bad. That's
not terrible. No.
Yeah.
No, considering we have to go from Phoenix to California it's everything is 6 hours at minimum, typically. There's like
are there any
maybe
events
one or two
in Arizona?
There's the Coconino Horse Trials, and that is 2.5 hours north, and they have 2 a year. And that's okay. I think there's one on like the very northeast tip of Arizona, and that's from Phoenix, that's a 6 hour drive. So we used to have one that was actually would have been so sad. It would have been this weekend at Sonoyta, and they closed it. So this is the first year I haven't. Usually I spend my birthday weekend at a horse trial, and Chad's like, what are we going to do this weekend? I don't know.
That means Chad's actually got to have some responsibility and come up with something.
He did.
Oh, did
he? Did.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Boy. Good horse husband.
I know. And of course it's horse related, except for tonight. Woo-woo, going to see Garth Brooks. What?
Oh, really?
Yes, Garth Brooks is in town tonight. So
last time you saw Garth Brooks was a little intimate affair in Vegas.
Yes, it was. And I was really mad at Garth because, can I take a moment to talk about this am I interrupting Haley?
No.
I was really upset. I was upset with Garth.
She's an intern. We're allowed to interrupt her.
I was mad at Garth because I went and spent $1 million on tickets in Vegas because he's retired and he's never going to go back on tour. He said he was retired. And this was just like, okay, this is going to be the only time you could see him was to go see him in Vegas. And now he's on tour again. And I was super mad. I'm like, I'm upset with him because I spent all that money and went to Vegas to go see him. And now he's back on tour for like everybody to see. And then I got over it when I wanted to get the tickets. So I went, he's doing two shows tonight. He does a 7 o'clock and a 9:30 show.
How do they do it? I don't know. Even like when we went to see the Blue Man Group, those guys do two shows a night, and that's very physical.
They don't even talk, though. I mean, and who knows? They could be different guys.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
Apparently,
you think
Garth
a stunt
was
Garth.
No, but apparently, when he was in Texas, he was totally hoarse. And my cousin went, and she's like, he was so hoarse, but it was still a great show.
Of course, Garth was on stage. It was a great show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm going to see Garth tonight.
Well, that's exciting.
Tomorrow morning, we are heading to go see the Salt River Wild Horses. We're going to go to Tonto National Forest, and we are packing up the child and the babysitter. And we're putting both of them in the car because she loves horses, too. She is going to, we got two hotel rooms at the place with the casino, and so we're going to go to the Weekapa
dropping
Resort.
The you have a nanny.
I totally hired a nanny for my and she and Lucas get a run room and Chad and I get the other. Yay!
Until Lucas screams his bloody head off, and at 3 a.m. you're going to hear knock, 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 knock. He won't shut up.
I might not be there, though, because Chad and I might be in the casino.
Well, that's fun. That is fun.
Yes. So that's our big birthday.
Well,
weekend.
Yes. Terrific. And next weekend, we're together, actually.
Oh, we'll my at your gosh. Place. So
clean
crazy.
House. Just saying.
And are we going to tell everybody about our...
Yeah, we can talk about that now. What the heck? Haley's an intern. We don't have to talk to her.
Haley. I'll go get your coffee now.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Run to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Thanks. That'd be great.
I think we've made this pretty clear that we're coming out for vacation. We're going to start at Jamie's house, then we're going to the Grand Canyon, and we're going to end our vacation at Flag Is Up Farm with Debbie Laux and Pat Roberts. We're going to spend the weekend with them the following weekend. Actually, we're going to be at Flag Is Up Farm for the Breeders' Cup. So we're all going to go to, she said, we're all going to the schoolhouse to watch it. Now, I don't know what that means, but she said you would. So...
Yeah, I do.
Yep.
You guys are going on tour.
We're going on tour, and we're going to be at Jamie's house next weekend. And Jamie came up with this fabulous idea, so tell everybody.
Well, you know, I'm just tired of hearing Glenn talk about being such an amazing, you know, he goes and he watches the races, the horse races, and he picks the horses by the name. Well, I study and study and study these programs. And I pick racehorses by, I gave you guys that really long-winded how I choose racehorses. And I've only been successful once. But the point is, I've challenged...
And we'll never hear the end of it.
Well, you're never going to hear the end of it because I'm going to recreate it. And you are going to be there and you're going to bear witness to the amazingness of, I'm taking Glenn to the track and we're going to have a competition to see who wins the most money. And we're going to use like $50 and the details are still being worked out, but we're going to use $50.
Oh, Jennifer's playing too, by the way. So we're all three of us are going to play.
She's
we're
gonna
each going to start
butt.
With a pot of $50, sort of like the bookie or the what are they called? The handicappers do.
Yep.
Yep. So we're going for a 10 race card at your little local track there, right?
Turf Paradise. It opens tomorrow.
There must be $5,000 claimers at Turf Paradise.
$5,000 is generous. They're like $3,500 claimers.
Okay.
Yeah. But and so you could actually, we might win enough to win a horse at the end of it all. Okay. Like, oh, you won this race? And here's the horse. So we are going to Turf Paradise. I've taken them there, and we are going to have a betting competition and see who wins.
And we're
going to
let the listeners play along, because what we're going to do is we're going to start a Facebook post, and at the end of every race, we're going to put who has what money at the end of every race. So we're going to put our totals after each
race. I don't
race.
Know. You're going to have to keep up with that, because I'm busy studying the program.
Oh, see, I don't have to. I just look at the names, so I can do that.
Yeah, okay.
No problem. And like, Jennifer just looks at the horses. She looks at the actual horses and goes, that one's pretty. So she uses that method. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. We're going to test and see what method actually works. Is it my mathematical equations of nerdness? Is it Jennifer looking at the pretty dressage horses? Or is it Glenn picking the names?
That's right. So we're going to see. And you'll be able to play along at home. So that'll be next weekend. We'll do that.
Yeah, we're going to do that Sunday. Saturday, I'm taking him to a Wild West festival.
Hey, we can't come to Arizona and not see a shootout.
I know.
Yeah, so exactly. We have never been to the Grand Canyon together. So Jennifer's never been to Grand Canyon. So we're going to go up there for a couple days and do that. And
I'm not going.
No,
I'm
you're still... not going. You've seen the Grand Canyon.
I've seen it.
Yeah, it's still there. It still looks the same as the last time you went.
It's really pretty, but yeah.
All right, let's get back to, we got a little bit of news here. Do you want to talk about that? Were we done with Haley, by the way, or was there more?
So I wanted to get past the point that Haley is volunteered to be here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We haven't kind of explained the intern thing. So we put out a call for interns to actually learn to be kind of a producer for the show, to do Jennifer's job.
We want to fire Jennifer.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
no, Jennifer wants to fire herself. What are you talking about? So we put out a call for interns, and I got quite a few. Haley was just the first one, and the other ones have all, some of them have now signed their agreements and everything, and we're going to be getting back to you shortly. We've been kind of busy. So they're going to start after vacation, but the object is they have to book the guests. They're in charge of an episode. They have to book the guests. They have to show up. They have to do Jennifer's job and be on, kind of on the show with us like Jennifer is. Now, Jennifer's still hiding in the back to smack Haley around if she gets out of control. So that's what the intern does. And then they can put it on their resumes. And, you know, they can say they helped out with the Horse Radio Network. So that's what an intern does. They're interning to be a producer. And maybe if they're good, we'll let them co-host someday. Because I want a day off too.
So basically, Haley has volunteered to be here.
Yeah. She's not getting paid. No, she's not getting paid. This is a pure volunteer.
Okay. And so she's an inventor that lives in Utah. So what is it? 7:20 there?
Yep. Yep.
Haley, okay. Tell them what time you sent me an email last night.
Oh, gosh.
It was 2:00 in the morning. I'll tell you what time.
So I couldn't sleep.
That's so cute. I woke up 10 minutes before the show. So yeah. That's I slept for you.
Typical intern, right?
Yeah, you know, that's right. Chipper, I thought maybe it's because you had been drinking and you were drunk and sent me a drunk email at 2 in the morning. That's what I thought.
Oh, gosh.
But apparently not. You are an inventor, so that's why I thought that.
Well, great. Well, hey, we are super excited to have you here. Now, tell us about your horse real quick. So you said it's 4. That's it.
Yep. So she's 4 years old, 4 and a half or so. If you might recall, her name is Niner 51 Tango. I named her after my great-grandfather's airplane call sign because I, you know, maybe it's sappy, but I think that, you know, my great-grandparents played a part in her coming into my life.
Why would that be sappy? Oh, so cute.
That is cute. And by the way, that's a name I would so bet on at the track.
Heck yeah. Yeah. You know, I ride with a local dressage trainer up here occasionally, and we're riding in this clinic, and she says she doesn't look like a Niner 51 Tango. That sounds like a racehorse name. She looks like a butterfly. And
oh my god!
I said, what you want to hear for your tough like event now. Horse?
I can't name my event horse Butterfly.
You're like, you're fired. You're a dressage person.
Yep. So, but she's just taken to it so well. She just loves to jump. Doesn't care much for an extended trot, though, in the dressage ring.
And Haley Johnson and Butterfly are entering the water complex now.
Oh, dear.
It doesn't work.
Can you imagine?
No.
No.
It doesn't work.
No one would bet on Butterfly.
Nobody would bet on Butterfly.
Would be right. At the back of the pack.
Be last place. We do have two bits of news here that we should talk about this morning. And we brought this up. You brought it up, I guess, a week or two ago, that the Unbelievable Horse War Emblem has now made his way back from stallion service in Japan and is on American soil. And he looks sleepy. There's a picture of him and he just looks sleepy.
He should. He just traveled all the way from Japan.
And he spent 13 years as a stallion. That's enough to make any boy sleepy. So he's back. He's heading to old friends. He's going to have a wonderful retirement in Kentucky.
How many Kentucky Derby winners do they have there now?
Like a
That's
lot.
That's amazing. So cool. Lot. So the War Emblem won the Derby and the Preakness in 2002. Just because that name must sound familiar to all you guys. Right. So that's what happened. That's why probably...
I want to take him down memory lane a little bit because I have the race here from the 2002 Preakness Stakes. Now, he had already won the Kentucky Derby, and this is an unbelievable race. And some of the names in here you're going to kind of recognize if you were following racing at all back then. So do you want to hear that?
Yes.
All right. Let's hope it doesn't put a commercial in.
Into the gate for this 1 3/16 American Classic. Second jewel in the Visa Triple Crown. The favorite continues to be the Derby winner, War Emblem, just being loaded into the gate right there. Number 8 in the green and white colors of the Thoroughbred Corporation. Table Limit goes in, and Booklet, number 10, will go in. Expected to contest that early pace with Pat Day. Menacing Dennis in 11 also has some early speed. And as they load in,
let's
go to Tom Durkin now for the call of the 127th Preakness Stakes.
Proud Citizen, the Derby runner-up, moves into line. And on the outside, in post position 13, is Equality. Ready for the start of the 127th Preakness. And they're off. And War Emblem. Hoodlum comes away in between horses. Menacing Dennis. Menacing Dennis is sent to the early lead. Easy from the get-go has speed. And War Emblem is in between horses. Booklet alongside him as they move by us for the first time. And long shot Menacing Dennis will lead the Preakness field. War Emblem is tugging away and he's very eager. Moving into second as they move into the clubhouse turn. Booklet is there. Third on the outside. Medaglia d'Oro up and on the pace. He's running in fourth position. And on the rail, it's USS Tenosa running in fifth. And then farther out on the far outside, Proud Citizen three wide or four wide on the first turn. He's sixth and is easy from the get-go. And then War Emblem, Table Limit, who's waiting near the back of the pack in the early stages. Harlan's Holiday followed by Magic Wizner down toward the inside. Equality and Straight Gin, and well behind the rest is Crimson Hero as the field moves up the backstretch. Menacing Dennis still holds that narrow lead. War Emblem is right alongside him. A half and 46 seconds flat. The pace is wicked here. A full second faster than the Derby. It's Menacing Dennis clinging to a tenuous lead. War Emblem is right there. And Proud Citizen makes his move as the field moves into the far turn. Medaglia d'Oro right there in between horses. Then USS Tenosa toward the inside. Harlan's Holiday has come alive and he's only four lengths off the lead with three furlongs to go. They're on the far turn at Pimlico and the Derby winner has come away with the lead. It's War Emblem in front by two. The Derby runner-up Proud Citizen is second as they turn for home. Harlan's Holiday on the far outside is winning in third. Menacing Dennis, fatigue is set upon him. Medaglia d'Oro is not going to get it done today. On the far outside, the hometown hopeful Magic Wizner is coming late in the final furlong just as they were in the Derby. War Emblem and Proud Citizen is surging to him as they come down to the finish. Magic Wizner coming with a flying finish. Here comes War Emblem. War Emblem to win. He wins the Preakness and it's on to the Belmont for a try at the Triple Crown.
Wow.
He can call a race, can he?
Oh my gosh. He was just classic. Just classic. Now, just real quick, I kind of was trying to figure out how he did standing as a sire in Japan. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, ready.
So Japan, the Yoshida racing family in Japan bought him for $17.7 million. Okay. To stand. This is at the end of the year, probably like Breeders' Cup time. They bought him to stand as stud. He did not win the Belmont, obviously. He actually had a pretty poor showing. But anyway, they bought him for $17 million. He did not like mares. His first year in the breeding shed, I think he's kind of gay. he was a homosexual horse, and there's nothing wrong with that. His matings produced only four foals.
Except when you're trying to make babies.
Yeah, and then he produced 40 in his second year as at stud, and then two in his third year. Ooh. It was reported that War Emblem has rejected nearly every mare presented to him for mating. He sired only 106 registered foals between 2004 and 2011. Whoa. He was evaluated in 2008 by a stallion behavior team, and they suggested that he should be separated from other stallions to help improve his confidence. And it seemed to help him in 2009. He had 43 foals born. However, War Emblem reverted to his old habits in 2010, covering five of 300 mares presented to him. In 2012, he covered three, none of which became pregnant. So not a great $17.7 million investment for the Yoshida racing family. And I'm glad he's back.
No wonder they shipped him home.
I know. They're getting the hell out of here.
Oh man, he just didn't like girls. He's very picky.
In 2015, he is the sire of 29 broodmares, but he did have a couple fillies that went on to win some races, especially a horse called Black Emblem. But yeah, he's not so prolific.
Not a good daddy. Oh man, no. You are taking a chance, I guess, when they haven't bred at all. You're really taking a chance.
Imagine Cigar, Cigar was like the greatest racehorse, the highest money earner, and he's sterile.
Yeah.
So you're definitely taking a... That's what I loved was when we were walking around at the Kentucky Horse Park Glen and we got to go meet Cigar. And the guy, Cigar was like 20 at that point. And the guy leading him around, we mentioned that. And he was like, oh yeah, the insurance company comes out every year. And I was like,
just to make sure.
They come out every year to make sure that he's still.
Sample.
They test him every year to see if he's still sterile. But like, because they're like, they must have paid millions.
Millions. Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's do this. We have a guest coming up from England. So we're going to do that. But first, we have to talk about our sponsor, Kentucky Performance Products. But before I even get to Kentucky Performance Products, I wanted to mention that Robin Hayes posted on our Facebook page. Do you remember we had Weatherbeta on here a couple of weeks ago talking about their breast cancer blanket?
Yes.
That they're selling for the month of October? Well, Robin heard that and said, today I received my Weatherbeta breast cancer blanket and I purchased for my mare. It is a beautiful, high-quality turnout. Maybe next year they will have a matching rain sheet as well. I encourage others to do the same and support a worthy cause. So thank you for giving us that report, Robin. We really appreciate that. And of course, Weatherbeta is our title sponsor for the Radiothon coming up in just a little over a month. So we appreciate them as well. Well, let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're going to give a call to England to a jump jockey over there who's making a name for himself in the video world.
She had waited all her life for this moment, dreaming about it since she was 10 years old. The trailer ramp touched the ground. He whinnied as she backed him out, swinging his head around to get a good look at his new home. His coat gleamed in the sun. Her love had arrived. She was breathless. He was beautiful. She could hardly wait to tack him up and start off on what she was sure would be the best times of her life. This love story is brought to you by Contribute, providing essential omega-3 fatty acids that help maintain low inflammation levels throughout your horse's body. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
So our first guest today, our only guest today, Haley, you picked out Matty. So explain to everybody again quick who he is.
So Matty Batchelor, he is a jump jockey in Sussex. It's just south of London. I first saw him in a silly video that he posted online that had gone viral, where he plays a sort of alter ego character on these adventures with his race horses that are still in full training while he's goofing off with them.
And they can fly.
Oh yeah. Anyway, he's a brilliant rider and a really, really great guy. And I'm just so stoked that he agreed to come on the show.
And does he go by Matty?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's see if we can get him. I have to call him on Skype so everybody's going to hear this because he's in England. We have to do that this way. So we'll hope we get him on here. Well, it's ringing anyway, so that's good.
Skype rings over there.
Yeah. So we'll see if we can.
Hello.
Hello, is this Matty?
It is speaking.
Hey, this is the Horses in the Morning Show. You're speaking to Glenn and Jamie. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Yourself?
Good. You're on the air. I just wanted to let you know that. And Haley, who helps get you on the show, is here as well. We're so excited to have you on.
Yeah, great to be on. Looking forward to it.
We've been watching your videos and laughing the whole time. So it's been a lot of fun. But first, I want to talk to you about being an absolutely crazy jump jockey. You guys are nuts. You're just nuts over there.
It's all part and parcel of the job, yeah. If you don't do well at school, I think you'll become a jump jockey.
Or you just don't like your bones, one or the other.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But you've been a jump jockey for like 20 years, right?
Yeah, 20-odd years, 39 now, so I've been doing it for a while, had some good days. Been up to America to ride, actually, in the Queen's Cup. Have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I came over that in, I think it was 2010 we came over, so that was very enjoyable down in Carolina, so really good experience.
Well, now, is that a long time for a jump jockey? I didn't think jump jockeys made it 20 years.
I've been quite fortunate. I mean, there's still lads riding now that are sort of 43, 44, so they're very fortunate. They're sort of, if you're riding good horses all the time and nice horses that jump well, and it's when you're sort of getting on bad horses, not jumping so well, and you're getting a few falls, it's hard to take as you get older.
Well, and I know that jump racing in England is much more popular than it is here in the United States. You actually have a lot more races than we do.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, you've got a few lads from over here went over. A good friend of mine came over to America years ago and sort of stayed over there. I've been over there now 10, 15 years. So I think you're racing, like your prize money over there is a lot more appealing to us. I think you've got a Grand National in the next couple of days over there. But a few trainers from Ireland and England have gone over.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, things like Hunt Ball from Gordon Elliott, a real good trainer in Ireland. He sent a horse over there as well. So it's very attractive, the prize money you offer over there.
Now, do you guys do any flat racing too? Do you do both or just jumping?
Yeah, I've done the both because fortunately I can get down to quite a low weight. So it pays in the summer. If you're jumping over here in the summer, it's quite quiet. They do a lot of jumping, but through the summertime, it's sort of a lot of not so good horses, so to speak. They give them opportunities to run and win their races. So it all depends. If your trainers run them in the summer, then you can have a good sort of field day. They keep running and winning. But if your trainers are winter horses, but I'm quite fortunate. I go over to Norway, Sweden, and a little island over in Jersey. So I ride all through the summer. So it keeps me busy.
Now, which pays better, the jump jockey or flat jockey?
The riding fee for the jump jockey is better than the flat jockey, but the prize money on the flat is a lot more appealing because you've got all the shakes come over. They invest a lot of money in it. You get sort of, we got our Cheltenham's, our Aintree's, but there's a lot more top class races on the flat and sort of more money.
Yeah, and less broken bones usually too. So
that's less good. Broken bones. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now you actually
partial of the job.
You actually then decided to get into some TV. I guess you're on TV over there as well, Channel 4.
I do a bit of Channel 4 when the jump season starts. Yeah, I've done a bit from over the last sort of 3 or 4 years. I've done sort of more and more. So as I'm getting old, a good old age of 39, I'm nearly past it. So I hope to sort of continue down that road and sort of get into the media a little bit more. And I enjoy doing the TV work as well. So.
Well, you know, that is the way most athletes that end up retiring go, right? That if they can talk, they go into the media, and that's a good gig.
Exactly. I can talk rubbish. I'm very good at talking rubbish. And I'm not being known for being an athlete. That's very polite.
Well, and then what made you want to start these wacky videos that you're doing? Walk It Boy and Batch.
We just, one morning, me and my friend Mark Goldstein, we're just riding out, and these two horses, they're like race horses. You can get very highly strong horses, and then these two, they're so laid back. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I've put my daughter on them. You know, they're that chilled out. And we was just riding out one morning, and we just wanted to have a laugh, and we sort of, it took off from there. Then done a stupid little video, put it on Facebook. But at the time, we didn't really realise because we're very computer illiterate, me and my friends. So we were pleased when we were getting sort of 90 likes, 100 likes. You went, cool, this is good. And then when we realised we changed our settings, it just rocketed, and we was getting over 200,000 views, and it's just gone mental.
Well, they're very good and very funny. And let's kind of describe it. I mean, you have one, Batman and Robin, and you have this persona you do with this lisp.
That one's my favorite. Absolute. I cried. I laughed so hard.
And, I mean, you guys are in costumes and you're doing the Batman and Robin. And I got to ask you two questions. One, your counterpart there, he never talks. He just laughs. All he does is laugh. And I want to know, I have three questions, actually. Are you drunk when you do these? That's the first question.
No. First answer to that is no, I am teetotal, believe it or not.
All right. Well, that answers that question. Number two is, does this guy have a name? We only ever see him laughing, and he seems to be the one you put in dresses a lot.
Yeah, he's Mark Goldstein. He's also a jump jockey.
And he loves doing these, I can tell, because he's just laughing the whole time.
Yeah, he's very camera shy. It was when we done the Batman and Robin one, funny enough, he dressed up, he put the Robin outfit on, and of course, where we film it, it takes sort of like 15 minutes to get over to the gallop, and so we're literally riding across the downs in the outfit. So I've got my Batman and Robin outfit on, and I'm waiting for him to pull out, and I'm thinking, where is he? What's he doing? Anyway, he comes out, he's got his waterproofs on and his coat on. And I said, what are you doing? He said, well, I don't want anyone to see me in my costume. I said, in about an hour when you post it online, is there going to be over 200,000 people? I don't know why you're worried about a couple of ramblers on the Downs. And he said, oh, yeah, I didn't think of that. he's very camera shy.
All right, so, my third question, and then, Haley, I'll let you jump in, because I got to get my third question in. How do you keep the camera that still when you're riding at a full gallop?
I don't know, just luck. I think we've had a couple of mishaps that we don't really sort of put them on. We dropped the camera a couple of times. I think you saw the one where the cameraman actually, we were schooling and I was schooling sort of standing on the saddle and he was on one of the best jumpers in the yard and he decided to stop and planted him straight into the ditch. So that was quite funny.
Now, are you holding the camera? Is it on a helmet or what?
Yeah, no, he holds the camera by his hand and then sometimes if I film with him, we pass it over and yeah, so... I'll say the horses are very, very good.
That's funny.
So, Maddie, I have a handful of my favorites, you know, including that one. I love the Robin Hood one. The very first one I ever saw that I just fell in love with was your Wabellius Weekend video. Do you have a favorite? Do you, or a favorite story associated with one of those?
There's been so many, like, it's very good to make them. I mean, we've done one for this week. I won't give too much away, that would spoil it. But I mean, a favourite of mine is Batman and Robin, but I love the ones where, because Mark is so, he's not one of these people, he's very camera shy, he doesn't like to talk. So to get him into a dress was made my day, because we filmed one and he said, oh, I'm not happy with that. He said, I think we're going to have to make another one. And I said to him, there's only one way you're going to do it. And he said, what's that? I said, you've got to introduce Maid Marian.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the fact that his dress kept falling down. He kept pulling it up, too.
Oh, he's extra modest. So do you and him go back?
The woman in the shop's making a fortune.
No kidding. So do you and him just go way back? Are you guys longtime best buds?
Yes, we've been riding together for about sort of 15 years, but it's funny, I knew him when he was young. His dad taught me to jump, really. His dad used to ride, his brother. So we've known the family years, yeah, so we really get on. So it's good. It's good connection, I think.
So, and do you guys both ride for, is it Bolstein Farm?
Bolstein Farm, yeah. Actually, Mark rides all of her horses. I work there, and if one day Mark can't ride them, then I get on him and ride it. I get on with Nobby better than Mark, so he lets me ride him in a race. So there's some that he rides and then some that I ride. So it's all works out well.
Excellent. I mean, I'll admit I'm kind of partial to Nobby. Do you have a favorite?
Well, it's difficult. They're both very good. I mean, Roy, he can, out of the two, Nobby is the best, because when you do canter him, he won't pull, he won't do anything. A young girl come to ride, 16-year-old the other day, and he's a great horse to put her on, you know, and he was going up the gallop and her stirrup broke and he just got to the top of the gallop and pulled up. Whereas Roy, he can be a bit strong sometimes, so you're going up the gallop and you're not sure if you're going to stop or not. So,
Nobby. Is the grey horse the one that you have a picture of your daughter sitting on?
That's it, yeah. That's Roy, yeah. She's sitting on him, yeah.
Gosh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You're not supposed to have children on racehorses, but what a sweet horse.
Oh, I can't emphasize enough how great they are. You know, I mean, both of them, I would put, my daughter's 6 years old. I'm not going to put her on anything that I think is going to be sort of dangerous or harm her in any way, but I would trust... I would trust them two horses with my life, and I'd stick her on it. You know, they're so trustworthy. It's untrue.
Really, really cool. Well, what's coming up on the video series? What are we going to see next?
Well, tomorrow, we've got one tomorrow. So we've got a theme. Of course, Strictly Come Dancing's on over here at the minute. So we've gone down that route. So we're a little bit of fake tan and maybe some sequins to see tomorrow. So we're running out of ideas, so we need some more members to give us some ideas. So get some of your listeners to join the group.
Now, are you coming to the end of race season over there now, or what happens?
No, we're just, our season's just starting now. The winter season's just beginning. So okay. It was good. I had a winner a couple of weeks ago. So it's in full swing now. There'll be a few big races up towards Christmas. And then after Christmas, you've got the good festivals that come around Cheltenham and Aintree. So, yeah, again, in the first month or so, it's a bit quiet. But then after that, it gets in full swing.
Well, that's terrific. And I got to tell you, a lot of people in America that are watching your videos and other countries, too, that are watching your videos are envious that you have those huge fields to ride on.
No, it's brilliant. Yeah.
All that open space.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, that is nice because not too many people get that opportunity. And you can see for miles where you are is very country.
That's right. Yeah. On a clear day, I mean, you can see over sort of 10 miles over the field. And when the sun's, it's nice when you get out early and you're just, and the sun's just coming over the hills. It's brilliant. It's fantastic. Not so nice in the winter, though.
Now, your daughter, is she becoming a little horse girl?
Yeah, she's got her own little pony. We've been taking her to shows and sort of leading rein. So the pony's very, very good. So my partner does like to feed her a lot. And of course, I ride racehorses, so I hate seeing sort of big horses. So I have to ride the pony out every day now and then. So just to trim her up a bit.
So what's a normal day for you? I mean, how many horses do you ride? Which horses do you ride? What's a day in your life?
Normally, I'd be up sort of about 5 o'clock-ish. I'd go up to the yard where we keep our horses, the pony and my partner's horse. I'd sort of muck them out, turn them out and feed them. I'd be up to the yard where Nobby and Roy are at 6:30. We've got 12 horses in, so we'd feed all them. We'd muck them out. And then depending on who comes in, if there's only two of us in, then we'd ride 5 or 6 out a day, or sometimes 3 or 4.
Wow.
Yeah, and then if like this time of year, hopefully if we can get a few rides, you'd be, most days you'd sort of be off racing. But as I say, like, it's the last couple of years, the career's sort of, it's getting a bit quiet now as you're getting older. So it's hard to sort of get rides. But a normal day would be you'd go off racing, have a couple of rides, and that would sort of be a day-to-day thing. So.
Cool. Well, so you said you have a daughter, just the one, right?
Yeah, just the one, as far as I know.
And
there's a jockey answer for you.
Is she, you know, do you hope for her to kind of follow in your footsteps?
I mean, whatever she wants to do, I'll back her. But I mean, it's very hard for a woman to become a jockey. I mean, there's been numerous good jump jockeys and flat jockeys over here, but they just don't get the opportunities they deserve. You know, they ride just as well as men, and it's horrible to say, but if you said to a woman jockey, you ride like a man, it's the best compliment you can give a woman jockey, I think. And if she wanted to do it, then I'd back her all the way. But it's hard enough for a man to become and make a good living being a jockey. So a woman's is twice as hard. So, but as I say, there's some good women out there that don't really get the opportunities they deserve.
Well, that's so cool. And, you know, I just wanted to thank you for responding to me on Twitter. I had no idea you would even respond. And it just goes to show that, you know, you're really a people person. And I appreciate you coming on the show and answering little old me.
No, it was a pleasure to come on. Really good.
Well, thanks, Maddie. Then everybody can find you. It's Walk It Woy and Batch, right? On Facebook?
Yes, please. Yeah. Tell them to have a look and sort of like the page. So we want to try and get up to over 100,000 if we can. So we're quite amazed that we're at, I think it's at 43,000 at the minute. So it'd be good to reach the 100,000 mark. So it'd be brilliant.
I'm sure you will. The videos are great. Thanks, Maddie.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
Take care. All the best.
Well, that was fun. You're like an old pro here, Haley.
I'm so excited.
I think I think Jamie went back to bed.
Sorry, Jamie.
I do think she went back to bed. I don't hear her on here, so I think she's just left.
I'm right here. I'm right here. Sorry, this computer thing sticks. No, you guys just did such a good job that I was just letting you go.
He's like an old pro in her first interview.
Is it me or is he like super? I mean, his accent is so wonderful and beautiful. And I kept going, what did he say? Like, and then I'd get, you know. You guys did great. He's what a charming guy. I went on the page and liked it. I haven't seen the videos, so I'm excited to have some new stuff to watch for sure.
Good get there, Haley. Good get.
I wanted to ask him a little bit more, and maybe we'll get him on again to talk about it. That's interesting that the women don't have an opportunity like the men do to, and you know, that used to be how it was here, and now it's obviously quite different. So I wonder.
But that's only changed here, and really changed here in what, the last 5 years too.
I mean, you have people like Donna Brothers who were jockeys,
but they were the exception, not the rule. And actually, it's still that way, isn't it? It's not the rule yet.
More male-dominated, but I think women have a lot more opportunity now than they did. And maybe I wanted to know if they were kind of heading that way. It's interesting. We'll have to talk to him again. Good job, Haley.
Thanks. Neat guy.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about one of our terrific sponsors there, Jamie?
Oh, well, I absolutely will. And we are I'm so excited that they're on board. Ovation is one of our new sponsors. And when it comes to headwear, equestrians have high expectations. Fit, affordability, in addition to safety, are paramount. Ovation helmets deliver for every rider and every discipline. Ovation's adjust dial features make fitting a snap, and removable washable Cool Max liner means that your helmet won't suffer from helmet funk. Yeah, you guys all know what that is. Yeah,
yes,
live in Phoenix. You'll know what it is. There is an Ovation helmet for every budget, priced from $44.95 all the way to $139.95. But style doesn't suffer because of Ovation's attractive price points. Choose from their sporty protege with its myriad of colors and finish options. And or you can go to the updated classic style of the Ovation Z6 Elite that will take you to the top of the class. Every Ovation helmet is ASTM SEI certified, and many are also CE certified to European EN standards 1384 standards for riders at every level. What that means is your head is safe. Protected, it's been tested, you're good to go. Ask for Ovation brand helmets at your local tack store or go online to ovationriding.com to see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable helmets from Ovation. And as a personal note, I highly recommend these for children because as they grow every day, you can twist it and tighten it or loosen it as it goes. And also if you're ponytail stuck up there and then you have your hair done, you can tighten it a little bit too. You know, we all have had that like square on the front of our forehead because our helmet is a little bit tight. You know, you take your helmet off, you know what I'm talking about, Haley? You get that.
I know.
This doesn't do that because you can move it and update it and tighten it and loosen it and whatever. So anyway, there you go. Ovation.com.
And
Ovation
Riding. You use these for your students and yourself too, right?
I do. I have a ton of them, actually. I just finally just went out and bought. They have the small and they have the small, medium, and medium large. And then you can tighten them. And so every child has a helmet that fits them that comes out here and rides. Because, you know, I tell people, I'm like, borrow my stuff until you know that your kid likes it. Because there's so much stuff to buy.
Right.
I have an Ovation as well. I have a velvet Ovation that I bought, and I loved the price point, and I think it actually looks really nice. I think it's a flashy helmet for the price. Yeah,
I know. I've always been comfortable. A velvet fan, but you just don't wear velvet here in Phoenix. So these are super lightweight. The ones that I bought for all the kids and stuff to wear, and they have all the, you know, the air goes through them. And so as far as helmets go, it doesn't kill you with the heat.
Love mine.
Very good. Well, thanks to Ovation. Let's take a break for a song. We're going to come back. Of course, it's Really Bad Ads Day, so we'll have some of those for you today as well. Today, I have a new song for you. Our friend, I thought we gave Sweden a lot of love earlier in the week. We'd give Switzerland a little love now. And we have Flora Magali. And this is one of her songs we haven't heard before called Smile Like a Sunshine. And this is an original song that she wrote.
I love it when we go up.
And that's Fleur Magaly. You can find all of her music. It's spelled F-L-U-E-R is how you spell her first name. You can also find her on iTunes. She has a bunch of songs that you can buy there as well. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek here with Jamie Jennings. And intern Haley is with us today. Jennifer's hiding in the back doing something else. I don't know. She's riding. Yeah, I think she left that building, actually, because she heard Haley do the interview there. It was like, I'm out of here. You don't need me. So we appreciate you being here, Haley. This, of course, is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com. Speaking of commercials, I got to do this for you guys because you think the KPP ones are squishy. Do you recognize the name Meredith Michaels Beerbaum?
She's a show jumper.
German show jumper, Olympian, all that stuff. Yeah. And, you know, very good. One of the top in the world. And she did a Mercedes-Benz commercial. And do you want to hear it? It's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of horses in this one.
I was going to say, it's audio friendly?
Yes.
Without looking at it? Okay.
Yes, it is. It's kind of like the KPP commercials. Take a listen. Horses running.
There's something magical about this beautiful creature. So much power and agility. They can be frightening at times, but also kind and gentle. I think a perfect day for me is being able to take my horse into a gorgeous natural setting without distraction, to just look around and enjoy with my silent partner at my side.
That love for horses turned into a passion for the sport. And this is an incredible relationship that's built on trust. And it's a special bond when your horse will give everything for you and you will give everything for that horse.
Yeah, obviously, it's not terrain that is designed for smooth riding. So you have to be able to overcome obstacles. The GLE is the perfect car for traveling and for having the possibility of putting the horse trailer on. For a farm, for anyone who has horses, it's a great car.
I followed my dreams to be a great rider. I followed my heart, and horses led me that way.
There you go.
Wow. That's so cool. I mean, I can't imagine any show jumper getting some monster sponsorship like that here. You know, it just shows you how different it is. But she does not sound German. She sounds perfect American.
Yeah,
I mean, her English is amazing.
It is amazing when you talk to some of these riders. They all know English, you know. And well, look at that. We had Sarah on there earlier in the week from Sweden, and you would have guessed she lived here forever. You know,
well, didn't you say that she learned by watching TV?
Everything is subtitled. So they watch all these English programs and they just read the subtitles and you kind of put two and two together and you learn it, I guess.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. And I don't think I'd still learn it. I have actually passed those Spanish soap operas that you see, the Mexican soap operas on TV all the time. I haven't learned any Spanish.
Telemundo.
Yes, exactly. I haven't learned any Spanish, but then I kind of get caught up in all the girls with no clothes on those soap operas. So that's probably where I get hung up. Yeah. On that note, how about we do something serious?
I say pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for some EquityMFG.com really bad ads, and I am so excited. I am so excited, Jamie, and I'll tell you why. A box came from UPS late last night, and in that box is two brand new spanking Flexen forks.
Oh, you got them.
I got them. We haven't even opened them yet. We're going to do an opening the box video later today, and we'll post that.
Are you going to Periscope opening the box?
Yes, we are, because I'm so excited. It's been 4 years since I had a brand new spanking Flexen fork. This doesn't have a piece of poop on it. Now, that's going to end later today. But
are you going to, like, like, just go ahead because you can and there's no poop on it, like, eat your dinner with it?
No, I don't think I will.
See, you just scoop up, like, have some breakfast cereal on the end, feed Jennifer, you know, like, here you go, honey, I got you some breakfast cereal, you know, and then just scoop it in her mouth. That'd be so cute. That's what you have to do.
Okay, you yeah, all right, good, yeah. Except we got the wide tongs ones, so there's, it's going to be kind of hard to pick up the cereal, just saying.
I know, but it, that makes it more funny.
Okay. So I'm so excited to get to use my Flex and Forks today. You know, that is one of the things. They come in options. You can get the tongs that are tines that are really close together or the tines that are further apart. And we had the close together ones, which wasn't ideal for cleaning paddocks. For no. cleaning, because the grass gets caught on and everything. So now we have the wide ones, and it's just going to be much better. And
when you say wide, that's like normal.
Yeah, like normal.
Okay, so yeah. You had like the mini poop picker upper.
Exactly.
Like mini
and that one was perfect for if you have a fine shavings in a stall. Then right. You want the narrower ones, right? Because it gets right. All the little pieces of poop. But we were also using it to clean outside. And now I have invested in two new ones because I couldn't get one or Jennifer was going to be mad because then we'd be fighting over it. So
yeah, of course. It's yeah. smart. You're a smart man. You've been married long enough to understand one. That you just buy two.
Yeah. I couldn't get one. It wasn't going to work. So Equity is also giving away one of those Flex and Forks every month here for really bad ads. Everybody that sends an entry in will get put in the hat at the end of the month and will draw for a Flex and Fork. Now, we are giving away a prize today, and we're very excited about this prize. We just had the author on the show. So tell us about it, Haley.
Today's prize is a copy of The Essential Fergus by Jean Abernathy. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, now, Abernathy has brought together the backstory of Fergus the horse, how he came to be, his early years, the history of his friends, and combined it with his greatest hits, including most loved comic strips, some personal sketches, and a brand new editions. The result is a lively, colorful, and highly illustrated treasury that will entertain anyone with an eye for a horse and the need for a laugh.
This is going to be a great, this is really going to sell at Christmas time, don't you think?
So cute. Yes. He's just so adorable. I just want to kiss him on the nose.
He is very adorable. So that we're going to be giving away one of the books. And we thank Jean for providing that. We appreciate that. Well, here we go.
I think yours is, you're up first.
I'm up first. Really bad ads. And this is Seeking Barrel Prospect. And this is from Cecilia.
In Search Of.
Yep.
I speak.
Oh, yeah,
it's all in the like teenager text, so yeah, I speak that.
Yeah. In search of barrel prospect. In search of started barrel prospect. 15 plus hands have a 5-year-old gelding for partial trade. And guess what? He is not broke, and he will be sold as a project. Experienced rider only.
So my horse failed at doing barrels, so now I want to get rid of him and get a new one that's better. Yeah,
he won't go anywhere near the barrels, so we're going to give it to you.
So let me get this straight. You have a trained horse, and I have an unbroke horse. And do you want to trade?
Yeah, we're going to trade, yes.
Let's trade.
Do you think this was written by a teenager, by the way? I think so.
Yeah, because there's a lot of time.
And I don't think Mom knew this ad went in Craigslist.
Hey. Mom's got it. My mom bought me this horse, and I really don't like it. So maybe if I just do a swapperoo, she'll never notice. then
you know what's sad? In many cases, she wouldn't.
Oh, Lord, I know. Heather sent in the next one. Paint horse for sale. By the way, I had the same horse, Glenn, for 18 years, and my father still to this day calls it a mare, and he was a gelding. Like he was like, she was such a good horse. I'm like, she was a he. Like forever. My dad had no clue, so I think that the parent might not notice a different horse out there. All right. Paint horse for sale, $600 in Mulberry. Where's Mulberry? That sounds pretty southern. We have a 10-year-old paint mare horse for sale. Paint mare horse for sale. She needs an experienced rider because she's not finished. I had a guy work her and try to make her buck, but she wouldn't. She's just not experienced enough herself to know what to do. We're asking $600 for more info. Call Jason. Jason, what?
I'm confused. I'm confused. If they're not bucking, isn't that a good thing?
We have a 10-year-old paint mare horse for sale. She needs an experienced rider because she's not finished, but she wouldn't buck.
Is he looking for a bucking horse?
I don't know. I always thought it was a good thing. I don't know. Maybe we're wrong.
Yeah. Thanks, Heather.
Tina sent the following one in. A black Arabian mare for free.
Oh, my gosh.
The mare is in good health, except for her injured left front knee.
Except for that bum leg.
Yes. Except for that injured left front knee. She limps, but she gets around okay and will gallop if startled.
Oh, my God.
Was going to try and get a foal out of her, but the stallion died.
What?
Someone go get this horse.
Somebody, please. Please go get her and at least put her down.
I didn't see that coming.
Tina, where did you find that? Please call. The stallion.
It wasn't funny, but it was funny.
Oh my gosh, she limps, but gets around okay. But you can gallop if you scare the hell out of her. Oh my god, poor horse. Two horses for sale.
I can't help it.
Glenn, stop. You're making me laugh.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm going to separate you two. Two horses for sale boths. $900 in Orange, Texas. What is a both?
I have no idea.
Boths or boths. Catherine sent this one in. Short and sweet. 2 years, 4 months mare, and 2 years horse filey, healthy, broke, not saddle yet, no papers, $900. I don't even know.
I have no idea.
Like punctuation, the whole thing. Oh my God.
You read it exactly how it's typed.
That's what I do.
I can't even believe that.
So now that you see the ads, you see how bad they are.
Yeah, you think we make this stuff up?
You're not emphasizing anything. This is exactly what it is.
You can't make this stuff up. You just can't. We couldn't write it and be this funny.
That's interesting to see somebody else see what we're reading. Yes. The comment is you read it exactly like, I don't read these in advance, okay? So I just, when I scroll down to the next one, there we go.
And like, you know, I usually do read them in advance, but I didn't have time today. So that's why when I hit the stallion died, that was it. It was like,
I mean, see, it's better when you don't read it, Glenn. See, let this be a lesson.
Okay. Jara sent this one in. I think it's Jara. Nice newly painted livestock trailer.
Oh my God.
Would fit two cattle or two horses or a few llamas. Ready to take your critters where they need to go. Has a nice solid floor and the lights work. Care
is
to describe this one?
As the
like it does look that way.
As the wall?
It looks like they took some pallets and put them up and screwed them in as the wall. Yes, it does.
There's no ceiling on the whole thing.
This is a convertible.
I don't think too many horses could fit in there.
No, I think my pony maybe. It's one of those that looks like a chariot. It kind of looks like a chariot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, that's terrible.
Maybe we'll if post you stood them picture. Up on their hind legs.
They painted it. What do you guys want?
Yeah, they painted it and put pallets as the side. And then there, you know, like your wheel well, that you usually can set something on it. This is like a shelf.
I have a question for you that I'm afraid to ask. What is the growth coming out of the trailer behind the tire? Does that look like a huge bee's nest? I don't know what that is.
That's a bad ad.
Jennifer will post that trailer on our Facebook page. You'll be able to see it at Horses in the Morning. Thank you so much for sending that in, Jara. That was a good get.
All right. Oh, gosh.
Can we mention here real quick that Robin is making a bad trailers calendar for next year?
Yeah.
She's taking the initiative to do it. This one might make it, but they're going to be for sale for Christmas as well. So we'll have a really bad ads, bad trailer calendar. Thanks to Robin for putting that together.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Okay. Tracy sent in the next one and she put in did she put this or did you? Wendy's next addition to her menagerie. Because Glenn the Duck is hilarious.
Glenn the Duck's getting popular.
If you guys don't follow Wendy Ying on Facebook, you have to because she chronicles Glenn the Duck. She named a duck after Glenn. He's the only duck and he's very lonely on her and trying to get in her house. And did you notice that he slept in the house last night?
Yes, I won. I'm in the house.
Glenn the Duck. Purebred cocoony piglet. Coon?
I have no Kukuni? Idea.
Kuni. Let's say Kuni Kuni. That's funny.
That's funnier. Yeah.
I like that.
Kuni Kuni pigs. Oh, okay. They're going to give us a description. This is in Pueblo. Kuni Kuni pigs are the sweetest and gentlest pigs around. Not aggressive like other breeds. Been raised around kids and farm animals. Pigs have been raised around farm animals. They actually let my chickens sleep on top of them in the sun. They're pretty clean for a pig and love jumping in my horse troughs for a quick cool down.
Poor
That's
horses.
Not annoying. Get out of the trough. They have lots of crazy hair, unlike potbelly pigs, so they stay warm in the winter easier. They are natural grazers and love to mow your yard of weeds. They were used in my petting zoo as they are extremely docile and love attention and became an instant fan favorite. They fall over for a good belly rub. They come with neat colors and markings, which attracts a lot of attention. They love to talk to you as soon as they see you. Good around dogs, cats, etc. They get to be around potbelly size when full grown. They just make wonderful pets and companions and are a ton of fun to have around. What I'm reading is they're super annoying.
Yes, exactly. They're going to be under your feet all the time.
Yeah. And they're going to tear up your yard. I got to Google what is it.
She said they're good around dogs and cats. She didn't say how the horses like them.
But they're jumping in
their
the
water trough. Yeah.
Okay. They're not that cute. I mean, okay. They're pigs. Like, they're kind of cute, but.
Well, Alexis sent this one in. This is from Massey, Ontario, Canada. And she put a note here. Love Google voice to text. So here we go. I don't know if I can read this.
Oh, that's the description. This was Google voice to text. Like,
yes,
you talk.
This had to be because I can't even read it. Dune missed that Goodyear mare. Good for kid. She 2-4 professional 14 reigning, and we did a clinic. I need to downsize. For more email, got 2 more horse for sale. Greenbroke, I take them and trailer her. Start to be good. $1,000 each. I and Massey on.
I don't know what that is.
I don't even know
what they're trying to sell.
Four professional 14 reigning. That is part of one sentence. 2-4 professional 14 reigning.
So when you do talk to your phone, when you are talking text, let me teach you guys a little something because I talk in text all the time because I get tired of looking at the little screen. And so you talk to your phone and you hold it up next to your mouth and you're like, I have a horse for sale, period. My horse is 16 hands, period. Exclamation. You have to talk, and it understands what punctuation is when you say exclamation point. You don't just keep talking. Like, there's no punctuation to that whole thing.
Yeah. And then usually you read it and proof it before you put it on Craigslist. Just saying.
Yeah. I mean, like, you have to go through some steps when you hit send on an ad on Craigslist. You have to, like, go on, you have to hit send, and then it sends you an email. You have to do one of those captchas, and it sends you, like, there's no reason for an ad to be that bad. Sorry. Other than we get to read it and laugh at you.
Right, exactly.
That's part. Okay.
Let's Robin not put us out of business here, Jamie.
Well, I don't know why I'm educating. These people don't listen to the show. People that write it. Robin sent in the next one. Good for your mare trails. Amber is a 14-year-old grade mare, standing about 15 hands in a beautiful chestnut color, can be ridden in English or Western. She is an amazing jumper, good for an intermediate rider. She can also do trails recently. She went on a 5-hour trail and to McDonald's with me. She knows the barrel pattern. I don't know what those have to
do
with each
McDonald's,
other.
McDonald's, but yeah.
Oh, here we go. Her only problem is she tries to throw a kick when asked to walk, but only when she's being lazy. The highest she has jumps is 2 feet. She can do everything above bareback. Please email me about a time to see her in person, must test ride before buying.
She will only load into a stock trailer or large slant load trailers. If you want to test her in English, please bring your own saddle and please email me for any other info, please. Please. How many times did please come get this horse? Can't get her in a trailer. I can't get her in a trailer. I can't get her to move.
But she loves Big Macs. You're good there.
Oh, my gosh. She was polite. Well said.
Uta sent in the following one. BOGO, quarter horse mare, $1,200.
God.
The mare is 18 years old. I have papers for her somewhere. Of course you do. But I never transferred them into my name. Of course you didn't.
Classic.
The people I bought her from said they used her in 4-H. She was a great trail horse at one time. That's all I have on her. She sucks now. No, I'm sorry. She is brown with black. She is brown with black. Feet need done real soon. I had to go and get a job recently and no longer have time or money to spend on a horse. I am asking $1,200 for her and will throw the pony in for free.
God. Oh,
so
man.
Let me guess. She got the horse when she didn't have a job. And now that she has a job, she doesn't have time or money.
Well, what I'm reading here is that this horse, she probably got it like 30 days ago.
For
and
free.
She never transferred. Yeah, for free.
For free.
And
she's, yeah.
Yeah.
And it came with a pony. Who she just thought she'd throw in at the end there. Didn't tell us anything about the pony.
Well, and she is brown with black. So that is my favorite color.
It is. Yeah. It is. God. It's a good color. She likes McDonald's.
Can you imagine how long that horse's feet are? Needs done real soon. Probably about 2 years ago.
Died.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
Diane sent the next one in. Appendix horse for sale, $1,200 in Sorrento. Jack, this horse is sweet and loving and will care for you through everything. He is 8 years old and an appendix half quarter horse half thoroughbred. Thoroughbred. He loves trail riders through the woods and long baths, and he also loves to run. This horse will run till his heart's content. He can be a little hot-headed sometimes, so not for a beginner. These are all one sentence, by the way, if you didn't get that. This sounds like a personal ad. Rudder, he just needs a sting hand sometimes when he gets a little overexcited, but with a little more trainer, he could be an amazing horse to show with. $1,200.
Haley, what's a sting hand?
I'm clueless. I
don't know.
Or a rudder.
He loves long baths, though.
He loves
Winnie the Pooh hat after he tries to get the honey. Sting hand.
He loves long baths.
He loves trail riders through the woods and long baths. And he runs till his heart's content.
Oh, wait a minute. Thank you for that one, Diane. But we do have a personal ad coming up next from Rachel.
Oh no.
This is a long one, but I haven't read it yet, but I hope it's safe. 3-bedroom home with boyfriend and dog included. I have a 3-bedroom home in Las Vegas. I also have really cute legs. This will make sense in a second. I decided this place was feeling just too big, so I thought I would look for a roommate, and then I remembered that I was looking for a girlfriend, too. So why don't I just throw all my eggs in one basket and go for the whole shebang? The whole kit and caboodle, the whole ball of wax, whatever. This might sound nuts, but I bet there is some lovely woman out there saying to herself, God, I wish I could find a good man with a full-size refrigerator and new tile in the bathroom. I'm not going to be able to get through this. So here's the deal. You have to have a great smile and a heart of gold, and you are height and weight proportionate. You also need to have curtain rods and hopefully a good floor lamp. I am 63, physically fit, and have a good job. And the home has a living room and a good-sized kitchen. I have an unusually high IQ, interesting sense of humor, and there is plenty of cabinet space in the pantry and good water pressure in the shower. I am looking for someone who is sweet and honest and earnest like me, and who likes to have presents made for her and a pillow fluffed, and would also wouldn't mind making me a ham sandwich now and again.
Oh my my gosh.
Not because she has to, but because she wants to, which is why I would sit there and I would hold her hand while she cried for an hour about something that made absolutely no sense. And then I would get up and I would make her a ham sandwich and then some soup. And then I would fix the water heater because I love her. Anyway, The house is close to shops and malls, and my best qualities are my exuberance for life, one-of-a-kind personality, and kindness and compassion for others. I retain a certain cheerfulness and a hopeful disposition. I'm even romantic, like people were back in the day, before sexes weren't afraid to interact with each other, like when they would actually smile and say hi to each other. When did that end, by the way? I missed when that ended. Upon completion of a successful interview, please be prepared to move your stuff. You will also have to sleep with me. Utilities are included. Did I mention I like animals?
Oh my God. Drop the mic at the end right there.
Did he get a call? Do you think he got one call? You know what? He probably had 50 calls and had these beautiful women lined up to go live with him. Ugh.
Oh.
Haley, you would have responded to this, right?
No.
Heck no. Oh my God.
Jamie still in disbelief.
To like, kind of sweet to ultra creeped out again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, okay, this is weird. Then I was like, oh, that's really sweet. And then I'm like, oh, this is really weird.
He's going to fix the water heater. What do you want in a guy?
I mean, there's a lot of women that are looking for men at that age that are
that can make a ham sandwich
and
you know?
Can hold their that's hand right. for no reason. But that patent, like, did you really have to say you have to sleep with me? Yeah. Like, that was probably
that was kind of a given.
Yeah.
That was funny.
It's like the drop of the ball. You also have to sleep with me. Utilities included. I like animals. Get naked.
Dig it up. All right, Haley. We hate this part of the show where we have to pick from all of the good entries to pick a winner. So that's what an intern is for. Oh, who are you picking as your favorite one of the day?
You know, I'm between the dead stallion. And the one that was just completely the voice text.
Oh yeah, completely devoid of any meaning.
So do you want to be a tiebreaker there?
No, you have to pick. Oh. We're tired of doing this. We've been doing this for 5 years. That's why we got interns.
You know what, Glenn? We all laughed really hard at the dead stallion thing. Okay, so
I'm with you.
Tina, I think I'm going to go with that.
Tina wins. That, I got to tell you, I haven't laughed like that in a long time.
Oh my gosh, they were all so good.
They were. We had a really good batch this week. I think Jamie, they just keep getting better and better, or people getting dumber and dumber. I'm not sure which.
I just, it's amazing. How long have we been doing really bad ads?
5 years.
5 years of this. And still, people are so bad at selling things. Amazing.
So if you take that out, we have done 260 weeks of this, and we average 12 a week. We've done 3,120 bad ads. And
do you have
still
a calculator
coming.
Next to you, please tell me?
Yes, I did.
Okay. There's no way you just did that math in your head.
I'm pretty good at math, but I wouldn't have been able to do that one. No. Well, what a good batch. Thank you, everybody. And thank you, Equity, for providing the Flex and Fork for the winner at the end of the month. We appreciate that. I can't wait to go out and do the unboxing of ours. I'm going to put them together and go out and use them today. I will actually volunteer to clean the paddocks today. Got a new toy.
That's the thing. That's why you have to get your man one of these for Christmas, because they actually will want to clean.
That's right.
Good Lord. That's a great. Okay. Joseph, I'm placing an order for Chad.
There you go. Great Christmas idea.
Your very own, honey. You got your very own.
Haley, you did it. Good job. Yay.
Well done, Haley. You did a fantastic job as our first ever intern today on the show.
You know what I see coming?
Thank you.
I see you co-hosting with Jamie, and I get a day off. That's what I see.
Bring it on, Glenn. Let's do it.
Or we could just hang up on him.
Either way.
Now and finish together.
Actually, I made the call. You'd be tough to hang up.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. Darn it. So. Well, thank you. You did a fantastic job.
Well, we got to let you go. You have to get all spiffied up. It's going to take you 2 hours to do your makeup for Garth.
Oh, my gosh. Garth Brooks tonight. Woohoo!
Have fun.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm hopefully going to get a nap in before I go. That's my goal. And let me tell you that Chad is going with me.
Oh, he goes. Well, I figured he was.
Yeah. So he's going with me and he gives me, you know, the tickets. And of course, I'm super excited. I'm like, who's going with me? He's like, me. I was like, really? I go, you're going to Garth Brooks with me. Like, is this one of those things where you're going to go and you're going to like kind of not really want to be there? And I'm going to be so excited. So should I have bring a friend instead of you? Or what? He's like, no, I want to go. I'm like, okay, but he better sing along and be excited and maybe flash him. I don't know. If that's what you have to do at a Garth Brooks show, right?
Now, does he have you in the peanut gallery or are you down by the stage?
I think, I don't know. It was in the 100s, so that's not the 600s, so that's probably pretty good.
Yeah, you probably won't have people spilling beer at that level. That'll be higher up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, when it's you'll be good. You'll be good.
I'm excited.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I would sing some Garth, but we might get sued.
Yeah, you can't sing Garth. you can sing all the Templeton Thompson you want. You can't sing Garth. So on that note, let's call it a day. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you so much. Haley, are you going to come back?
Oh, please. Have me back.
All right, good. Because Jennifer's trying to train you to help with the Radiothon. Because she keeps telling me every day, we have 20 hosts, one producer. How is this going to work for 12 hours?
I'm so stoked. Let's do it.
So she would kind of like you to help fill in on the Radiothon as the producer. So I think you're going to be hearing from her shortly. And Wendy and I appreciate the help, too.
Sounds good.
All right.
The thunder rolls in the lightning strike. The earth grows cold on his feet this night. Nintendo Geld. The storm goes on out of control.